left me.
Hi, everyone. We're back with another episode of the show. Things happen right before we hit record.
Every day.
Anyways, that's not what we're talking about today. Today we have a very special 8:50. Why are you saying that? Because it took so long to start recording.
I did tell my dad. We say 7:30.
Gone at 8:30.
No, I said 7. Yeah. I was like, 8:30. Chances are we're gonna start recording at 8. But anyway, continue.
Anyways, the Lord gave us technical difficulties. Anyway, so we have special guest Brittany, Michael Hoffman, Allie's dad, as you know.
Yay.
And as everyone knows, this is very serious, Allie. We did have controversial topic. Like, there were some issues. People were commenting about something that was a little controversial about the...
Kissing your family on the mouth.
Kissing your family member on the mouth. Now,
so you brought the family on.
I think... To show some goodwill, Michael, since this is how you guys show love, I'm willing to kiss you on the mouth in order to just show. So I'm just gonna.
That it's okay.
You staying home tonight? I hadn't planned. I don't know. Plan on it.
Stop! Hey, whenever we come back, Mike, go like this.
Five. Four. Three.
Every time we forget.
One. Booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery.
Oh my God.
You're gonna die.
I'm Raymond Arroyo. We'll see you next time.
What is going on?
What? All right.
So welcome back everyone to the show. Another episode of the show, Allie.
I'm glad they didn't have to see that.
This is the most, I think, physical we've ever done this physical humor
physical
before
humor.
On the show.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know why you're calling it humor.
It's now, humorous.
That was serious.
Now, you're saying
that was surprisingly gentle.
Yeah, I'm very gentle.
Now,
I don't kiss and tell. I don't want to talk about this, but Allie, you guys do this, so I don't know why you would refer to it as humor. Is it a humorous thing? Your custom?
No, I don't do get family. Up a full body like.
Michael, so I feel bad because you didn't have a chance to come on here and defend yourself.
It's not defending.
Well, you look a little defensive.
It's supporting
look at her shoulders.
The theory.
Yeah, the shoulders come up really high.
It's supporting the theory.
Allie, and just for the record, Michael, I am so pro this. I'm so on board.
Yeah. Dorian, if you're watching.
I would like to kiss my mom, but she won't let me.
Okay, can you? I feel like I'm almost understanding what's going on.
Allie, would you like to fill us in on what happened?
Dad, they think it's weird that we kiss.
What happened is the subject came up that Allie didn't realize it was weird until someone was like, oh, wait. And then Allie was like, yeah, I kissed my cousins on the mouth.
We tried to FaceTime you and you didn't answer. You rejected our FaceTime call.
So then we talked to Sharia.
Yeah,
we talked to Sharia. We kissed like on a little peck on the side of our mouth.
Which is totally fine.
You love it.
Wait a minute. So what I'm saying is you don't?
So our family does not, and I want to, and I would like to know.
Which is fair, but some families aren't affectionate.
But I would like to know how to pray kissing into my family. How do you get kissing into the family?
I just got a text from your sister that she's coming at the end of this month.
I can kiss her.
You can practice on her.
So Michael,
has evolved.
Someone had to be the first kisser. In the family lineage of kissers, someone had to be the first one.
His name was Sven. It was 1745. I've got the story.
Kisser.
Yeah, I did. It was the kiss of life. His male cousin, Sven, also.
Sven dying.
It was the olden days.
Yeah, it was an old family name. It was through everything.
We're not even
Swedish. No. Which is weird. It was the kiss of life, and it stuck.
If I want to be Sven, if I want to be the first kisser.
See, I think
the unkissed kisser.
I think the problem is, if you make it a thing, it's
so late. Don't make it weird.
Sven just did it. Yeah, I don't even
so
recognize.
What you're saying here today in 2022 is that non-consensual kissing
might not be the best thing.
So what
I may lean on your mom's side.
Kiss Jessica.
Okay, what if we could invite my mother on.
Yeah.
Not tell her, and I could just kiss her on camera.
Okay, let's try that.
That way she has all the pressure.
That way it'd be recorded for witnesses. Your parents watch the show. If you're going to be arrested, they have evidence.
This will give it away.
Okay. This is where the assault took place. I mean, that's probably what would happen.
That's why you have to practice with Jessica.
Okay. All right. Well,
So here's our show notes.
As a family, yeah. It is a sign of affection.
It's
that
so cool.
It's almost like you don't even think about it. It's like, you know, goodbye, and you just peck on the cheek or the
very Italian.
The
Italians
yeah, it's very Italian. Some people do it. I've got a business partner that kisses all of our clients on either cheek.
Because
he
claims
he's European.
Well, he is. He claims it.
No, no. I think he's just claiming it so that he can kiss all of our clients.
I'm gonna start doing that.
I think there might be an issue there.
I'm English.
Did you know? Where's your accent? It goes.
I've got some history. I got some English in my history, but I don't use it as an excuse to kiss on both sides.
Aren't we all European when it really comes down to it?
Certainly, or yeah, we all lean towards that part of the world.
We have the kissers right.
Yeah.
The last time you were on the show, Michael, I think was in my house.
And he's been here.
I've done several of these.
Oh, that's true.
And I've loved them every time.
That's true.
The last time,
one of my favorites
was one of our favorite guests.
You can say that when I'm not here.
Guest of the year. You get voted every year.
What?
Yeah.
Every year.
But one of my favorites was back when it was in my house, and it was me, you, and.
Yeah.
And me, you, and him.
Yeah.
It was late at night, too. I thought it was like in the middle of the night.
Yeah, yeah.
Your wife was so...
Those were the
3
days.
3 a.m.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Those were the days.
Yeah.
So,
so, Brittany.
Yeah, did you plan this to dress like our skull?
Yeah, our sponsor. Sponsored by...
The person whose skull it actually is? Or
actually, and speaking of sponsors, Brittany, would you like to give us our first sponsor?
Sure. Drink Studio Coffee. It's from South America, not Europe. But it'll still kiss you on both cheeks.
Mm.
Ding, ding.
Drink
ding.
Enough of it, it'll kiss you on the mouth.
Wow. Ooh. Okay.
So
there
the
you
website
go.
Is what, Brittany?
www.drinkstudiocoffee.com.
That was strange. Why did you both do that at the end?
Because I didn't know if it was .co.
And I was supporting her.
Yeah,
I support
thank you.
My friend.
I felt supported.
You're welcome.
Michael.
Yep.
So.
Was your favorite episode because it was so late in the morning?
No, just you guys and just like we had such a good time.
We talked about Mark Wahlberg.
Openly Catholic man.
Yep, Mark Wahlberg. Openly Catholic.
Still is.
Out of the closet. Openly Catholic.
What was our thing? Who died, Kyle?
Who died, Kyle?
Dad.
Olivia Newton-John.
I heard that on the way over here.
She died.
I heard that, yes.
How do you feel about that? Let's take a drink.
Pour one out for your homie.
Now, I did not realize. I did not.
She was big. She was part of my life.
I did not realize that she also sang the hit song Physical.
Let's get physical.
Which, Kyle, do you mind pulling up?
Do we have a video?
Without the music.
The video is really what makes it.
Oh, no. We watched that today.
My favorite part.
Absolutely.
It was scarring.
Can you start at.
That was the
style. Kyle, if you don't mind, start at.
I hate that you know.
Start at second 12.
I hate that you know. No. Is it second
start at second or no? Second.
Oh, look at that, 12? Olivia Newton. Who doesn't love Olivia Newton-John?
Now you have to turn off the music, or we'll get.
She's got the high pro glow and everything.
Demonetized.
Going on.
Yeah, because are we now, still demonetized?
There's an ad.
Can we see
there's
this on ad. The screen, Kyle? Don't turn up. There you go. All right, so I did not know Olivia Newton. So from Greece,
yeah,
as you know,
that was popular. Most people know her from Greece, but she did other things.
Now IMDb said her catchphrase or her thing. Like, IMDb listed her, like, calling card.
Yeah.
As blonde hair, big blue eyes. And I was like, that doesn't seem that much of a unique calling card.
She might have been. Oh,
hello. Okay.
Oh, no.
Let's start at second.
Welcome to your 80s video. There you go. There you go.
Can we back up?
Sure.
No, wait.
I don't think we should show this.
Okay, we can stop. Edit it out. Anna, edit it out.
Sailor, of course. The eyes work, though. Look at it. It's all eyes.
Okay,
it's
we're done, Kyle. We're done.
Guys, turn it off.
We're done.
Eyes
and other things.
Oh, God.
So, R.I.P. Olivia Newton-John.
R.I.P. Olivia Newton-John.
You know,
because she needs a man. She needs a man.
Wow.
And her heart is set on you.
Yeah.
So, Michael. Could you explain that exercise maybe? Like those bands. What was the idea?
That was actually a thing.
Back in the day. What
they thought they could shake it off.
Which became
a song later on.
Well, can you do it?
No.
I think you can.
Shake the weight out?
No. Yeah, it's just fat just being worked out. Why not? It's just fat being worked out.
Well, you just rub the fat away?
No, that's the butt doing it.
I personally think...
Wait, so if you rub a butt enough, the butt will disappear?
No. No, if that does, stop it.
Are you juggling?
Oh my gosh, no. Dad, this is a family show.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Let's if you let your kids watch this, this is your own fault. Yeah.
So you really think that if you rub a butt enough, it'll disappear like an eraser?
No, but you don't rub a butt.
Not rubbing.
It's shit. Yeah, yeah. Like
if you rub a butt, it does not just disappear.
I don't think we should talk about this anymore.
What do you think? Not if
exercise
you rub
is not
a butt.
Rubbing
that's
the
not,
butt.
That's not rubbing a butt. That's making the butt move.
I personally think it was one of those things where, you know, it was one of those oil snake oil.
Yeah, yeah. It did not work at all. They would do it around
Speaking
the.
Speaking of
they would
snake
do it around the
diet,
belly.
Snake bite diet.
Oh yeah, he they would do it around the
snake
belly.
Oil diet.
So
if that would work, I'd be a lot skinnier.
So Mike, I mean, what was the cultural significance for you of Olivia Newton?
She was the queen. I mean, Olivia Newton-John was everything. You know, she had like 10 number one songs. I mean, she's she's quite
prolific.
What
were some of her other ones? Can you pull up her?
Let's Get Physical was the one that really kind of made her. This is now also even though you made fun of the video, this is the beginning of MTV.
Yeah. Oh.
So this is a brand new genre. It is the Wild West. And she actually did a really good job. I know. So literally, there were no.
And it's a funny video.
No
later.
Precedence. No, yeah. There was literally no precedence. And so you covered the gamut of videos. Do you know I was in an MTV video when it first
you
came out?
Were?
I did two of them. Yeah.
What
I
songs?
I was.
What?
Say more.
I was.
With Olivia Newton-John?
Nope, not with Olivia Newton-John. I was in two songs. They were both from a group called Fred.
Huh.
Yes, Bill Christensen. Bill, if you're ever watching. You're one of my favorite people.
Love
Billy
you,
Christensen. Billy Christensen. Yes, really good friend of mine back in the day. And he had a band called Fred that he produced. But he was a big producer. I'll tell you a story if you want to hear about that afterwards.
Yes,
but
please.
Yeah, no, we did two videos. One was called Bitch, and the other one was called Semiconductor Hero.
Wow, so you kind of use that language.
It's the name of a song.
So you were in the punk rock scene.
It wasn't punk rock. Actually, they were actually a really good band. And this,
but how did they get on MTV back then?
Everybody was on MTV back in the day. They were looking for stuff.
Because they were just running stuff 24/7.
Yeah, I actually got to see myself on MTV many, many times.
That's cool.
Kyle,
there is
bonus points if you find my.
If you ever find it, you would be great because I've looked for it forever.
Your online career started a long time ago, and you've just been. Putting out viral videos.
Viral videos.
There's a video or there's a movie when you were in, was it high school or college that you were an extra in the background.
Michael Keaton's Touch and Go. I was an extra in San Jose, California. We're at the airport. Me and three of my other buddies.
Wait, Michael Keaton, like Batman Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
It was in a string of bad movies.
He was in a movie.
I'm in the extras. I was up on the big screen.
The movie's called what?
Touch and Go. It's called Touch and Go.
And, go. Okay.
And have you ever heard of it? No. Because it's in a string of really bad movies.
Yeah.
But
what was the movie? What was the movie where he takes over?
Mr. Mom?
Multiplicity.
I loved that movie. I think it has Michael Keaton.
Where
in
he
it.
Takes over a factory.
210, 220, whatever it takes.
He takes over a factory and then he incorporates some like Japanese manufacturing.
The Karate Kid.
The Karate Kid
is incorrect.
No, Michael Keaton is not in The Karate Kid.
I don't know. You said Japanese fighting and they.
I believe that's Mr. Mom.
Really? He's like the head of the factory and then.
And then he gets fired?
That was not Mr. Mom.
Maybe. But the whole movie is about the factory. I watched it in
Night Shift. No.
I watched it in economics. If only we had Kyle to Google the
Michael Keaton factor on this. Find
semiconductor.
He's on a mission already, okay?
Find semiconductor hero.
So, Mike, do you have any updates since last time you've been on? The people want to know what's been going on.
In what area of life?
You know,
seriously, because
general.
Things have been moving and shaking. In
gung-ho. Yeah.
Okay. We were close.
Not a super appropriate.
Yeah, I know.
Not a very. It would not
be made in 2022.
That would be in
not
one of his strings. That would
correct.
Be in the string of hits.
Yeah.
That did
when
not.
A Japanese car company buys an American plant.
But he is an icon now, and he is an American hero.
Yeah,
we appreciate you, Michael Keaton.
Have you seen Birdman?
I will tell you this.
I will tell you one story
about being an extra in his movie. Is he was very, very personable. Talked to everybody.
Oh, that's nice.
And the two of my buddies that actually got us into it. See, we were taxi drivers for a summer. Another story about me. Mm-hmm. I drove a taxi for a summer and it was just as a lark. And
for our Gen Z followers, that
yeah,
is
that
what
is before
Uber
was.
Was
a taxi. We actually had a taxi where you would
yellow.
Pay somebody to drive you somewhere, like an Uber.
It's like an Uber without the internet.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Except we did have walkie talkies and you talked to Ernie
out.
At the base.
Yeah.
Like, Ernie? But anyway, he would, he picked us, he picked up the casting agents for the movie. And Bernie is this personable guy, and he talked them into letting us be in the movie. So we got to be extras for a day. Got paid $50. We're there for 18 million hours. And our job was to get in front of the shot as much as you can. So you'd walk across, drop your bag, pick up
a
cloak,
an airport.
And come back. We're in an airport. We're at the San Jose airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Michael Keaton comes out, and he's talking to people. He's signing stuff, and Kelly and Barney are saying, Michael, you got to come to our party. I'm right behind him. I'm ready to talk. And he's saying, hey, how you doing? It's on the people. And Barney and Kelly are like, Mike, come to our party, man. We're coming to a party. You got to come. You got to come. He goes, dudes, I'm so there. And he's chatting him up and chatting him up. I'm going to be there. Give me the address. He's not coming, but we know it. Yeah. He's being nice anyway. Come on, go. We got to go. We got to go. And they leave and I walk up and he goes, walks away. I'm like,
wow. He had just run out of steam.
I was crushed.
He hit a wall.
I was crushed.
And we hate Michael Keaton,
my hero. We hate Michael Keaton.
We hate him.
I do love you,
but
Michael
he was
Keaton.
Very really friendly.
Oh, he was tremendously friendly. Very, very open to everything. Up well, he had almost so much time, you know?
Yeah. He hit a wall.
We're little people,
a celebrity
but
wall.
I was the littlest of people.
Now, Michael, as someone who's in the public eye all the time, do you believe, so Tom Cruise came out recently and said that, or sorry, Brad Pitt came out recently and said that he has a rare condition where he cannot recognize faces.
Too handsome.
Oh,
yeah,
that's not that
he can't
rare.
Recognize, can't recognize I faces.
I can
so
recognize faces.
He has like face blindness.
What?
So
that's not that rare.
It sounds like he's one of the most famous people. Really? Probably is introduced to too many people.
Absolutely,
it seems like a very convenient like illness, right? Like, oh look, I'm sorry, I got this condition.
Wow. I'm sorry, I don't know
remember.
You.
Wow. I can't remember people's faces.
Yeah, we've worked together for a season.
I would believe
entire
that.
Show for a season.
I believe that.
I know.
I'm your wife.
Look at that. It's a real
thing.
Actor Brad Pitt said in a recent interview
called?
Is propecia.
No, that's something else.
So that is a thing. That is actually a thing.
Prosopagnosia.
It might be convenient for him to say that, but
right?
He may actually have it though too.
Do you think
I wonder if it's a condition that has developed over time. You know, like you're in front of so many millions
like,
of people
I'm
that your brain
done.
Says, screw it. I'm not remembering anybody else.
Exactly.
I kind of think it's like selective hearing. You know how a lot of wives claim their husbands have selective hearing?
No, but I've heard husbands claim their wives have selective hearing.
Or sure. Either way, it could
because
go both ways.
Because 2020, I'm progressive.
It could go both ways. I heard it goes both ways. So, but do you think maybe it's like that where you just sort of have selective face viewing?
Well, I will tell you this. I have a terrible time remembering names.
But
I cannot remember names. So I can imagine. Yes, actually that helps a lot. I'll know faces forever, but not names. I just cannot remember a name.
He called you Edward for forever.
Forever.
Yeah, it was so annoying, but I liked it. So when you guys think of things, can you visualize things in your brain? Like when
yes.
you think of
what do you mean?
Ooh. So what? Like if I say house, can you picture a house
yes.
in your brain?
Yes.
So this is also a rare condition where some people cannot picture, it's just black. They can't visualize.
Or do they picture like the word house?
No, it's just black. They can't visualize. There's some famous people. What's it called?
You know
Kyle,
what
if you look
house
it up,
I picture?
I think it's
the
called.
The one that you see it through the thing when you go to the eye doctor.
That's
you
what
can't
you
see
right.
that?
The little farmhouse.
Right.
So
little farmhouse?
That's the house that I think
oh,
of whenever
you couldn't
he says
see
house.
That.
So it's called like alpha.
I went to the doctor's today and saw that little
people
house.
People who can't visualize.
That's the house I was thinking of.
So they can't picture things in their mind's eye. And this, 500, that's an error.
We can't look at that.
Fantasia.
You're blind in your mind?
Fantasia, that was a great
movie.
Okay,
so it's a phenomenon
like
in which
the first
people
one, not the second one.
Are unable to visualize imagery. And this started ruining people's days because they didn't realize that they
that
were
they
this
had
way.
It.
And so...
Ruin someone's day.
No, so people were reading this and going like, what do you mean visualizing things like... What are you talking about? And realizing they have this condition.
That's weird.
There's some really
they didn't
famous,
know
yeah.
that they couldn't
what?
Visualize.
Yeah. And there's some really famous people. Like, what's interesting, like one of the founders of Pixar, like an animated
really?
Thing, you would think he can't visualize.
Wow.
What?
It's very, very weird.
That's interesting.
Try to look up Kyle, like famous.
See how amazing
the brain is
that you can actually work around things like that.
Yeah, you might never know that you have this.
Never give up. I think that's the lesson here, children.
But they
never
but
ever give up.
Part of the problem is that they can't think backwards or like their perception of the past and the future is kind of weird. They're just kind of in.
Well,
they can't
I had a lot
it.
Of issues with dyslexia.
Okay.
And dyslexia is an issue, it's a condition, and there's all kinds of forms of it. But but one of the most common ones is, like, the reason why dyslexics can't read is because their brain doesn't process flat symbols. So when you read a book, that's a flat symbol.
Okay.
Like your brain sees a T, but with dyslexic, it's like C-A-T. Well, in certain cases of dyslexia, they'll see a C-A-T and a C with a C backwards, the A's upside down, and T. There's 15,000 versions
absolutely not.
Of certain things
because your brain's just
because your brain doesn't recognize it takes I should say 15,000 impressions before your brain will remember CAT is the way to see it.
That's crazy because
but it's a condition that you have to work at and work at and work at. It's just
it makes
how your brain
sense
processes
there was a study they did where they put glasses on people where it would flip their what they were seeing.
Right.
And they would wear it long enough for their brain to kind of adapt to, like,
okay.
It only
takes 3 days.
And then when you take the glasses off, your image is flipped. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Can you until fix your brain, it?
Which is fun for a while.
But then you're like, I'm done with this.
Okay, can you imagine though? You're in that study and you take those glasses off and your imagery is flipped and you're like, what the?
Am I dying?
And they're like, we think this will go back to normal.
Yeah, we think.
Here's your quarter.
But I think what happens is your brain, after you go to sleep, then you wake up like the third day or something. You wake up and your brain has flipped everything upside down.
Wait,
and your brain's
like, just able to adapt. Like, this is now upside down.
Yeah, what?
This is like this.
Your brain's able to start processing it in a way that you start understanding. It's like looking in the rearview mirror to back up.
Weird.
You start like processing, like, okay, I understand. I go this way to go that way.
Have you heard of the fonts though that are supposed to help people who have dyslexia?
No,
it's like it's like bold on certain downstrokes or something like that. And it's supposed to draw your eye. Like, it's supposed to take your eye on a journey. Like, it's supposed... I'm a leadership. Anyway.
Take our eyes on a journey, Brittany.
It makes some of the font bold and some of it not bold. And so it's supposed to, like, draw your eye in.
It's amazing the different things they've come up with. Colors help. Sometimes, if you wear blue colored lenses, the words don't jump as much.
Really?
Some people, when they read a page, the letters jump.
And that with Joe?
Yeah.
My brother. He has dyslexia. Yeah.
Do you kiss him? Just checking in.
Maybe it was that. I don't think I kiss my brother.
See, not hot enough.
Don't cut that out. I mean, cut that out, but not like as a separate thing.
Okay.
Anyways,
don't make a real.
You know what I've also heard that some people don't have an inner monologue in their head. They don't have an inner voice. Yeah.
They can't really do a voice.
What does that mean?
Same thing. You don't have a voice in your head?
No, I think I do.
You do.
But some people don't.
It's my voice.
I knew it.
Some people can't do a voice, and I read
an article, and
they were talking about how, like, in movies where the character is like having a voice in there, they never understood why. They're like, "What is that?"
Yeah,
but they just never talked to anyone about it.
My roommate told me about a podcast she listened to where they were conjecturing that before a certain level of consciousness in humans, people, when they heard their voice in their head, thought it was God.
Ooh.
And so it's like,
and this is where the Bible came from.
Yeah, so the, literally
like
they're
evolution
like
to me. I don't
yeah
they're like evolution. I was homeschooled
by he was the principal, right?
Yeah, you were the principal.
Or the dinosaurs. Yep. And
the earth is 500 grade. Years old.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's 2022
and it's
years
flat.
Old. Yeah,
6,000.
And it's flat.
It's 2022.
Happy birthday,
years
America.
No, yeah. Debate this.
Sorry, what were you?
It's common knowledge.
It's an interesting podcast, but I mean, they think that our current form of consciousness is only 2,000 to 3,000 years old. And before that, any time, like, for example, you would be walking in the woods, and if there was a rock in the path where you normally walk, and your brain told you go around the rock, you thought, that's God.
So what
and
has
so they,
changed
they don't
lies
think
straight
now?
From the pit
yeah, they don't think God is real. They think,
yeah, but when I like but when I do of, my voice in my head, though, I am controlling it, like,
but
it's
they,
not so loud that I'm not
they
like.
They think that our understanding of our own voices in our head is that evolution of consciousness that's only been around for a couple thousand years.
Interesting.
So before that, you might have heard that voice in your head, but you wouldn't have been able to recognize that it was you. You would have thought
but
it was
I wonder, because there's
were,
a big difference yeah. between the voice in my head and the voice of God.
Yeah.
That's 100% true, but I think people who don't necessarily have a prayer life or like aren't able to discern, I think maybe they don't.
Like cavemen.
Sure.
This reminds me of Westworld.
Make a distinction.
Westworld has this whole thing where, like, they're hearing a voice and they're not realizing that it's kind of their own voice. Mm. Have you guys seen Westworld?
No.
Oh, such
you
a good.
You try to convince us a lot.
It's a good series where, like, robots are becoming self-aware.
I don't know if I'm into robots.
Yeah. It's really
AI,
good.
Anthony Hopkins.
Happening,
he
went on an AI deep dive a few years ago. You remember that?
Can you pull up, Kyle, AI-generated images?
Working.
The internet's not working.
Oh, yeah. The AI is writing movies now, doing music. AI is creating sculptures and paintings.
What's going on with the internet?
Yeah, I don't know
all kinds of good stuff.
Working.
Oh, mine's doing it, too.
I checked online. Yeah, no, it's definitely down.
Oh,
are
weird.
They making
okay,
NFTs?
It's called...
oh, like the fake people?
No. Is that it, Kyle?
Dolly?
Yeah, Dolly's the one that was trending on Twitter.
It's like
so
Wall-E,
it can no, it can just generate random
people.
Images. Oh, no. Is Dolly the people one?
Yeah, what do we want to see?
A person.
What? What?
Just type person.
No, type a specific person. Type a man.
Future husband.
A man and a.
Renaissance prophecy. Like a specific
person. Marilyn Monroe.
Future husband.
Ellie types in my husband. Yeah. Marilyn Monroe in a green hat.
Okay.
But that image really. Okay.
In a green.
Wow, that's very specific.
Okay. Yeah.
That image probably does not exist.
Maybe not.
Now to, is
or a fox.
So keep talking while this is loading.
Okay.
So what does this do? Yeah, I'm just curious. So this is an AI that so basically say, hey, I'd like to see this.
Yeah, the computer scans through the internet and all these images to try to learn what these words mean and then can generate a new image based on
what?
Yeah.
That will look real?
Yeah. That's not been created
this
at all.
This is actually terrifying though, because this is how like
murder scenes
deep fake porn is going to get made.
Well, actually, there's a big issue right now.
Yes,
there's
an
issue right now where all they can take your, and it's happened. I just saw a documentary on this where a person's face was taken and put on all kinds of porn that they were never in.
Right.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Well, and I wonder from like a crime perspective.
It's a crime. They should be put in jail forever.
Yes, but also like you could commit a murder or someone.
Look at so this
get
is
out of town.
Now some of these.
Why does she now, look like look, my guys, nightmares?
Guys, this is AI. AI right now is a infant taking its baby steps. Like it's just
And soon it looks like
something from Stranger Things.
She's a big fan of Picasso.
That looks like a thing from Stranger Things.
No, this looks like from the Goonies, but him dressed
up. Hey, you guys.
No. The guy with the weird eye.
Yeah, the Hey You Guys guy.
He's dressed up.
That's Hey You Guys
He's dressed up as Marilyn Monroe.
That actually,
What is with the missing tooth?
Here's the thing.
Scroll down.
We're not going to be able to believe anything we ever see on video or image.
Never. Well,
actually,
I mean,
that's already here.
I was going to say, that's already here with like Photoshop.
Absolutely, it's already here.
Some people were saying there was a Kim Kardashian clip. Oh, I think when she was on Jimmy Fallon, where people were commenting of like, did they edit this? Like, put a filter on it? Because there was like a glitch where it like glitched and she saw like her real skin or whatever.
No what? Way.
Yes, like a filter on a live, well, not a live, but like a recorded like Jimmy Fallon. So people are already doing it. Gosh,
Pope Francis punching.
Did you hear that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson broke up?
Yeah. I did hear that.
Now, Mike, how are you adjusting?
How are you handling
to
it?
Pete Davidson? Yeah, how are you handling Pete Davidson?
This is breaking news.
Kim Kardashian breaking
bigger than
up.
Olivia Newton-John passing away.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if it is.
That's so sad if that's bigger news.
I think it is. Well, in my dad's world.
Yeah, he loves Kim.
You let it out.
And Pete.
He's crying through the tears.
Through the tears. Mm-hmm. What was the question about Kim Kardashian?
Like, how are you adapting to this new reality where Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian are not together anymore?
You know Pete Davidson.
I know both of them. I just I weep for our generation that we've made an entire career of that type of tripe.
Oh, he's getting serious now.
Yeah. No, let's do it. Let's go deep.
Yeah.
Let's go serious.
And be, I, if you want to go serious, the serious is I can't believe it. But he's perfect for her.
I know, right? He's so perfect for her. Explain why, Dad.
Yeah, tell
Explain
us
name
why.
His traits.
I'll name his traits.
Because he's number one.
You and I, big boy.
Wow, last time we Khloe Kardashian.
We Khloe.
And now this time, Pete.
We're
he's
getting
so,
really in with the Kardashians here.
Say his qualities.
He's so Pete.
He's so Pete.
He's the Petiness.
He did get all her kids' initials tattooed on his body.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, or something gosh, like that.
Oh, that's demonic.
That is terrifying.
We have to be done with this. I can't handle this
anymore.
Wait,
scroll down. Oh, my God.
No.
Wait, so what the computer did is it combined Pete Davidson with Pope Benedict.
Yeah, that. Okay.
It's so bad.
So we're working on the AI.
Actually, I've seen this in The Passion of the Christ. Those are the demons that showed up.
That was a demon. That one looks like a bunny.
The one in the center right.
Oh, yeah. That'll haunt my dreams forever.
I don't like
it. Oh, my God.
Kyle, can everyone see this? Because that is...
We'd
like to formally apologize to Pope Francis.
Pope Benedict.
Who else do we want to combine?
No one.
Let's do Michael Hoffman.
Wait, yeah, do Edmund Mitchell.
Edmund Mitchell.
And Michael Hoffman kissing.
No, we already got that visual.
I don't think you guys are big enough for this to work.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Well, Michael Hoffman probably.
Well,
is.
Actually, no. There's a couple of Michael Hoffmans bigger than me on the internet for sure.
Yeah,
no,
okay,
do it. Commit.
I don't want to see it. I'm scared.
One of them is Michael Hoffman. There's a Michael Hoffman out
Wait,
there.
No. Remove the parentheses. There we go.
Know what's going to come at me with that. Don't do that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
What if it's something inappropriate?
Now,
what?
Like kissing.
Now, do you think artificial intelligence could create entertainment, movies? that we would watch.
Oh. Isn't that already happening? I thought you were saying that.
Well, yeah, they're writing scripts. They're doing music.
They're doing scripts.
Seen them write stories, but they're unintelligible.
Well, the point is, but it's like I said, it's baby steps. It's beginning. Right. But right. What do you think of the AI that's supposedly sentient?
Wait, there's this is a thing.
Yeah, is aware of itself.
What?
That's Google came out with that a while ago. You think that's just a joke?
Movie, Ex Machina.
Kyle, you need to get on a mic.
One of the engineers did. Yeah.
What?
The guy was weird.
Well, wait. So Google,
you're in the business.
How would we find
you? Got to be weird
Google
to be thinking
AI
that far out there, which is amazing.
How would you self
sentient AI?
Sentient AI.
Oh god!
Wow. I don't like that.
That's a kiss. There you go.
It's not.
I would just like to say.
It's like
I like to say. What are you trying to suck
faces.
His lungs up his neck?
No,
I don't understand.
This is our new merch. Our new merch.
They have no faces.
No, our new merch.
They have no faces. They have
that.
No,
they've actually.
Okay.
Like, what does the computer think kissing is? Isn't that interesting? This has got to interpret the word kissing.
Yeah, yeah.
As
which you guys have taken a very very familial bonding experience into something dirty, dirty, horse.
No, yes. I like it.
No,
I love it.
You tried to corrupt it, and we're not going to fall for
it.
We're not giving in.
Yeah.
No, it is bonding with our family. I would kiss my father.
Listen, facial bonding, I am a proponent of.
Facial bonding.
Okay. Familial facial bonding.
You know what's really weird? We've never actually thought about it until it was brought up.
And that's like,
wow, we do, don't we? Is that weird? Is that too weird for you? Are you weird for that?
No, we literally watched Allie become self-aware, like an artificial
intelligence. Yeah. She became self-aware.
She was just like, wow, I did.
Exactly. And then she like went around to everyone at the bonfire. And she was like,
your
do
house.
You do it? Do you do
when
it?
Your mom was
do
in
you
town.
Do it?
Yeah. And then I had to call Sheree on the phone and I did, tell them that we're not weird, Sheree.
Would you kiss your child goodnight?
Yeah.
And the answer is, of course you would kiss your child goodnight. When does that stop?
Exactly.
And that's the question. When does
that
stop?
I do that with my daughter and I love it.
Yeah.
But when does it stop?
Well, as soon as it becomes weird for you, stop immediately.
But it hasn't stopped here, though.
It's already become weird for the rest of us.
That's because when you... Here's my impression of you guys. This is what you think we're doing. Good night. That's what you think is happening.
That's not what I do with my daughter. But wait, Michael, you
are
said
you, sure?
you said when it becomes weird for me, I should stop.
What do you
it never became weird
no.
for you.
But you have to understand, but in a big family, I mean, I have 8 brothers and sisters. There's 50 people in the room. Not everybody does. I mean, I'm sure, but you know, I never thought about it before. You got me actually thinking about it. It was just actually never a thing. It was just always a...
Now, one of my sons does not like me doing it. The other sons are kind of okay with it. The oldest, for some reason, I stopped, probably because I felt weird. But then Kateri, and I don't want it ever to be weird, because she's just
it's
like...
It's already weird for the rest of us.
I'm wrapped around her
family.
Well, like,
wasn't it weird? There was a time when my oldest sister, Shreya...
No, that's because they were discovering. You have to understand, when you're dad, you are the king. You are the one. You're the model they're going to look at everything.
Kyle, knock it off.
Around
it.
So you know. So
done.
What happens is, wow.
Kyle,
are you putting in
Miller
Lite a demon on all of them? Are you? Is that what you're saying? Could you please create a demon, Mr. AI, on various faces that we know?
Can we please, those of you listening at home, come up with one of these and we will put it on a T-shirt.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And it will be like
the right combo.
Just say,
yes.
The show.
Just and then not I'll a demonic like, looking one.
I think all of them are going to be that.
Oh, yeah, no. Kyle, type in the show with Edmund Mitchell.
Oh, my god.
And
gosh.
See what it comes up with. And whatever it comes up with.
That's what it is.
That's what the... I'm so excited.
Okay,
about
what
this.
Were we talking about before?
Oh, Shania.
Shania.
There it
is.
Shania.
Shania.
Oh no, but when they're growing up, you know,
dad is
the king. So I remember when one time when they were I was either leaving or they were going to bed, but they, you know, say goodnight, you know, and everybody's lining up and actually, it was both of them, Shreya and Maria, but they would say good night, and they would go to kiss you, and they would spend a little bit more time. So it was like one extra second, and they would do this.
That's when you
with
knew.
With the head turning. It was like, hey.
See,
not
that.
That's not a dad kiss.
Get that out.
That is not a dad kiss. No. And they would giggle and they'd run away because they were wanting to date. Yeah. And
they're processing.
Yeah, and if you're going to be a husband, they're marrying dad.
Yeah.
They are. You are the guy.
My daughter Kateri has been giving me that.
Aww. But you don't make a big joke about it. I mean, don't make a big deal about it. You keep it fun and you light. You know, you make it light and you
like
go.
It's not even a thing because I want her to keep doing it.
Well, also you bring it back into perspective. Yeah. No, that's not how you kiss dad. That's not how you kiss dad.
Yeah.
No, Edmund likes it.
Oh, she's so cute. I can't stand it. So the show with Edmund Mitchell looks like this.
Okay,
so those of you watching at home, pick one.
That is AI created, man.
Pick one of these.
I mean, I feel like we have to go with the one
right now. Mitchell.
No,
I'm gonna do the count. Wow.
I feel hands. He has bread loaves for hands.
Wait, the middle
one
left?
Hand.
Middle
one
left.
Hand. No.
That's my favorite.
There you go.
It's a computer.
He looks like he went through Chernobyl.
Yeah, he is Chernobyl. He's Mr. Chernobyl.
They look like they went through the
bottom
war.
Right, though. Wait, bottom right? Actually, this actually might be influenced by a photo
that
of me.
That might be you, actually.
Because, black background.
That looks like the guy from Deep Space Nine.
Yeah,
the shape shifter.
The shape.
Ooh.
I don't like this. I don't like
that. Shape shifter.
The shape.
The shit shaver?
No.
The shape shifter.
They look
what's
like
the
middle
cow?
One.
What's
the
with
middle
the cow?
Looks like he went through
the cow?
World War One. And he got a
this
face transplant.
This is really bothering Brittany.
Yeah, I really don't like it. Can we please stop?
This would be like nightmare stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's probably and I actually have a lot of dreams, so.
She has been having a lot of dreams lately.
What are your dreams about?
I dream some crazy stuff. I can't.
It's always about me.
It's trauma dreams.
Well, like what? Give me an example.
Collective trauma dreams.
Ooh, give me an example. I'm a great dream interpreter.
I'll text you next time I have a good dream that I need interpreted.
She can't even talk about something.
Are they usually killing him off in some way?
No.
Is he dying a horrible death?
They're normally involving another person.
Yeah. So she'll text you the next one.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
My daughter.
I know one. It doesn't have to do with Edmund. I had this dream that one of my friends was visiting at my house, and I was in bed. I was, 6 months pregnant. I have a lot of, marriage and pregnancy dreams. Super weird. I was 6 months pregnant.
That's because you want to be married and pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I mean, yes, but, I don't know if that's why you dream about it. But anyway, she comes to, my bedside, and she's like, oh, let me see the baby. And she flips back the sheet. Flips open my stomach, pulls the baby out.
Not tell me this one.
And says, oh, it's a boy. Puts the baby back like nothing weird had just happened. And then that was it. We just went about our...
Who is this person? A doctor?
One of my friends from college.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Does she kiss the baby?
She did look at him it was sweet, But...
Wow, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah,
you can roll that one over.
I also often have dreams that I'm getting married, and I don't know who the groom is, and I'm literally walking down the aisle, and I can't see his face. I'm like, I don't even know if I want to marry this person.
Like an arranged marriage kind of thing.
Or I'll have dreams that I'm pregnant, and I don't know who the father is, and I'm like, no one's going to believe me. Mm. Why I don't know who the father is. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, most dreams are usually anxiety dreams. Your dreams are your subconscious trying to work things out.
Okay.
So a classic dream is an anxiety type of dream where you're stressing out about something, and it's coming out in some way. Pregnancy is actually a big issue around things that you own, things that you're controlling, things that you want to create. Ooh. And
I like this.
Yeah, and the fact that you have a friend that is coming, taking the baby out to take a look at it. It's a boy. I don't think that's really part of the my gosh, what is it opening up my stomach? But I do think that the anxiety that it brings is so there's something about responsibility you're trying to work out in your subconscious that is
responsibility.
So maybe you've got some things that are on your plate that you're going, I don't know if I like having this much. And you're trying to work it out, or you're trying to get out of it, like somebody taking it out of you.
Yes.
But then they put it back in.
They put it back in, saying, nope, you can't. You're stuck with it. Yeah.
Kyle,
I hate this. He just did one Ali Hoffman
cat.
Oh, look at how athletic I am, Guys, you cannot say that I'm not athletic.
Why do you have baloney for a face?
Oh, bottom right. Bottom right.
Can't help it.
Wow.
Listen,
horsewoman.
Doesn't matter. That's right.
You survived a house fire.
Every single one of them, I'm athletic.
Kyle, stop.
Thank you very much. Let's give it up for me.
We're done with
so
that.
So another thing in the news we have to comment on, because people have been sending this to me, is DFW runs low on Topo Chico.
Okay. Yeah. I experienced this firsthand
me
on
too.
Saturday.
I can tell you why.
Me too. Why?
I went and no Topo Chico.
You got an entire wall.
Oh, because of this?
Yeah.
Well, those are empty.
Oh.
We drank all of those.
So look at that.
So my theory is that, I don't know if you know this, Mike, but the water, it comes out of the ground carbonated. It comes from Monterey, and it was known as a miraculous.
Really? Monterey, Mexico? Or
yeah, Monterey, Mexico.
Okay.
And it's a miraculous water. That's why the image here.
What?
The image here is of a woman. of a woman drinking of the healing waters. Yeah.
And so the miracle's done?
The miracle's done.
Well, if there's no more
I mean, I'm not an end times. I don't believe in this.
I don't think it's carbonated when it comes out of the ground. I think it's got minerals in
it. No, it's carbonated. It comes out and then they just bottle it at the source.
How do you carbonate it?
Or you don't. You can't.
Well, how's it come up carbonated? CO2.
I don't know. I'm not God.
Well,
that's a first.
Oh, yeah.
That's a first. I think we've got it on, recorded.
Okay. Yeah.
And by the way, you're not an end times guy?
Well, I'm just saying I'm not. I don't think that
or that's not a,
is a sign
okay.
of the end times.
Oh, no, I feel
so
like
this
we're
brings
times.
Up a good question.
Do you think it's uses end times?
Oh no, I just always say I think it's funny because there eventually will.
I believe there will be an end time.
Is it now?
Yeah,
that's what they say.
Sure.
That brings up a good question though that I wrote on the show notes, which is, should we start doomsday prepping?
Why would you?
What do you guys think?
I know people who
what
are.
What do you mean? Well, describe doomsday. Like, what would we be preparing for?
I don't know.
Because sometimes it's so apocalyptic, there's nothing you can do. Yeah. So just start kissing your neighbors is what I should do. Right
just
now.
Kiss everyone.
Kiss everyone. Why are you holding back on the kisses?
Who called me and she said, I'm a Bible believing Christian. Mm-hmm. And I know this is the beginning of the end times. Mm. And the stock market, it's going to crash. It's going to be worse than anything we ever saw.
And so she took out all her money?
She's a Southern woman.
Yeah.
Evidently. Well, Texas. She's Croatian.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
By the accent. She's definitely Croatian.
Okay.
Yeah. Surprised you didn't catch that.
What did you say to her?
Ma'am?
This is a Wendy's.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I have the wrong number.
And the number two.
Yeah.
Large fry.
I said.
Respectfully.
So to. I mean, this isn't going to give it away, but this woman has only 10% of her whole portfolio that's even, like, in the stock market at all.
Chump change.
And so I said, you know, listen, realistically, only a small percentage of your portfolio is even connected with the stock market. And if that happens, we're all going to have much bigger fish to fry because we're going to be, like, trading our clothing for food. So
get a lot of clothes.
Why shop at
now.
Nordstrom's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah.
But I mean, what can you say? Mm-hmm. But so,
how'd she receive that? Let's do it. Michael, you be Brittany, and Brittany, you be the. And then show us how. So Michael, you're gonna be Brittany. So Michael,
now?
You're gonna be the country because you're so good at the country accent. Mm-hmm. And Michael, you be Brittany, kind of like calming down this financial.
Calm down.
Yeah.
That's how I picture Brittany.
Yeah. Oh, that's in her head.
How did she receive? Yeah, so Michael, head. You tell her, you know, you're gonna be trading clothes for blah blah.
Yeah. Well, you know, if it's the end times, I think it will probably be dealing with much bigger issues, and we maybe. Trading our clothes for food.
So. Yeah, but I just can't believe that you guys would put some of my money in something that could lose money. And I think I just need to pull it all out because I just really can't handle. I had $88,000 in here and now it's $86,000 and I just can't handle that.
I think finding the level of comfort that you're willing to deal with is very, very important to let us know. As a financial planner, I want to make sure I'm working for you. I can tell you. What's that?
Fidelity.
No.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Cut that.
Yeah.
At Felicity.
Felicity. Yeah.
What's your competitor? Yeah.
I will tell you really this. Say here. We agree with you. You should you should run for the house.
Brittany would be like, I agree.
I've taken all my money out.
Yeah.
I bought bullion.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking gold. Chicken? I'm talking chicken bullion. Lots of it. Because it's going to come in handy. I got shelves of it.
What do you use that for? It's going to be delicious.
It's going to be delicious.
What can you use chicken bullion
for? Everything.
Chicken noodle soup.
My dad has a stick that's like a, it's a.
I have a survival stick.
A survival stick.
It's my bug out stick.
So, okay, that's the answer to the question. Are we going to be doomsday preppers? Should we get chicken bullion?
Well, here's the deal.
To make soup.
You know, when you think of doomsday, it's kind of like the level of, is it the end times? And the answer is, well, what if it is? Yeah. Are you scared? Do you have your soul right with God?
Literally,
you should start there.
Okay,
I got a great story.
We went to confession this week. So,
the other day, we started a program at the church with security. And so for the last couple of months, we've got the security program going with the church because a lot of things have been happening focused on the church that we want to be ready for just in case something happens. But we've always been ready just in case somebody has a stroke or a lot of heat stuff, and we're ready, medical, security, all that good stuff. But there was one elderly lady that came up to me and she goes, Michael, I saw on eBay, you know, the wands they use at the airports, the hand wands?
Yeah.
Yes, they're on sale. You tell me how many you want, I'm going to buy them for the church.
And they detect...
Any metal.
Well,
she goes, the big ones that you walk through, there's like $5,000, but these are on sale and I will get you as many as you need. How many do you need?
Okay.
And I'm like, You want us to?
We're gonna wand.
We're gonna wand it when it comes to church.
I know it's not your hip.
Yeah, it's like,
you liar, Eloise.
You've been randomly selected. If you would just kind of welcome to St. Catharines. Come on in.
Yeah.
So we had to talk about it. I go, you know, we're not creating Fort Catherine. Yeah. We're not doing that. That's not what we're doing. That's not what we're about.
It's not an airport.
I appreciate that. No, it's not an airport. And my big concern is, what are you concerned about? Well, you never know. I don't want to die. And I go, well, maybe you should deal with that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe you should get that right.
She goes,
I know. I go, no, yeah, we're not going to be wanding people at church. No.
Yeah, I do want to die.
So. Now,
but as far as doomsday, it's about being a good servant with your your stuff.
Jesus, we hate it here.
So my thing is like, is the stock market going to crash? It's like, well, you should be asking that question. You should ask that question all the time. So what are you going to do with your money and your investments?
Like,
I personally, I would rather have hard assets right now.
Hard assets.
So I would like to.
Stop it.
That's what we just said.
Stop
that.
It.
We all want to have
let's
that.
Get physical.
Let's get hard. But you need
assets.
Your point is like you need a plan B.
You need a plan. You absolutely need a plan. Do we have extra food? Yes, we do.
Yep.
Do we have stuff that we could live on for 6 months? I will tell you. Yes, I think we told the story last time, but it's good for repeating. When we had the first pandemic, when pandemic first hit, I was on a trip. Allie gives me a call.
Which pandemic?
The first one.
This one.
So the big one. Yeah. In our lives.
Not the Black Plague.
No, not the Black Plague. Okay. The COVID.
That was earlier. 1900s.
Cool. Right. Yeah. That was 1666, well, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
But bubonic plague. But
wow. The rats.
College.
Okay.
I don't
stay in school, kids.
Stay in school. Kind of.
Was the first plague water?
Something, yeah.
No, I think the first plague. Or was it?
There was a lot of plague.
There was a lot of it. It plagued us.
The first one was.
Plagued me.
The first one was water into blood.
No.
The
first
Nile.
The first plague. Like,
say Noah.
So, Noah's
I'm
Ark.
I'm thinking Moses.
Like, yeah, she's thinking Noah, Moses.
Remember?
I thought we were talking
about
Noah
the
is
plagues.
Before Moses.
I know, but I thought
so.
Allie
gives me a call on the plane. She says, "Hey, have you heard of this COVID thing?" And I went, "No." She's going, "You better check it out. It's getting kind of crazy around here." So I land and I said, "Okay, I'll check it out."
You better.
And
check
it was like, "This is nothing." But the next day she calls me. She goes, "No, seriously, are we doing anything? Because everybody's buying stuff." I'm going, "Really?"
It's like, should we be?
I don't know. We should be thinking about. So I get a list of things. I looked up on the internet. What do you do? What should you have just in case you know it hits the fan?
Smart.
What should you have? So I bring a list and I go to Costco, and sure enough.
All
the place
things.
Is packed, and nobody has a cart. They've all got the big
everyone
pushing
has a
things
list.
Stacked. Everybody's got a list.
The same list.
I can't get this. I walk up to the pharmacy area. I get halfway down the aisle. She's looking right at me, and I'm about halfway down. I'm maybe 10 feet away. She goes, "No." And I went,
"No penicillin."
What? She goes, "We have nothing." I go, "So people have been asking." She goes, "Yes." I go, "Do you have this?" She goes, "We have nothing. We literally have nothing. Whatever we got, it's out there, but everything's gone." I'm like,
what?
"Oh." So then I start to panic.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, we're late. We're going to have
toilet
nothing.
Paper.
Yeah. We have nothing.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I got on the list was sugar, because we could probably barter with it if things, because this is real. It's happening, people.
People are going to go through withdrawals.
It's happening.
They're going to need it.
So I bought 25 pounds of sugar.
And beans.
I did get beans. I got beans and sugar.
Yeah.
And that was it. At Costco.
Yeah.
Picked clean.
Yeah.
No toilet paper to be had.
Hey,
and
speaking
I bought.
Yeah. You know how you can
pounds.
Avoid,
I still have it, by the way, if anybody needs it.
You know how you can avoid having to barter for toilet paper? Get a bidet.
It goes full circle.
You don't need any toilet paper.
I've really
You've
been thinking
got to
about
drop.
That.
What do you just hang dry? I understand. What's the point?
It's drip dry.
Yeah,
do you drip dry?
Soak you dry.
I think, in the words of Brittany, we'll have bigger fish to fry.
Yeah,
in our toilet paper
drip dry
situation.
Yeah,
it does make you real. That did make you realize how how weak our distribution and
how
like,
close
like,
we are to total breakdown.
Yeah, yeah. Like
total
breakdown. The apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like the
talk
system.
About the Suez Canal. That's the
oh,
thing
yeah.
getting
the
stuck.
Suez
it.
Canal.
Suez Canal with the ship.
We talked about that on the show. Remember?
There. Yeah, the ship.
What about that?
Remember the ship?
I remember.
It blocked
the Suez. I remember. I'm trying to figure out why you brought it up.
Well, why don't you just pay attention?
No, I'm just asking. Why did you bring it up?
Oh, the shipping thing. It ruins supply chain.
Oh, supply chain. Supply chain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It does.
How did that?
Speaking of people who have a lot of carbon emissions personally,
and I'd like to apologize.
How do you guys feel about the? Did you guys see the recent article about the celebrities and their private jet usage?
I did see that.
No, what is this? What's that?
Taylor Swift's the worst. I've been.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
I've been saying that.
Can you pull this up, Kyle? Like what?
I just put it as what a bullet point, but Taylor Swift had like 170 flights on her private jet so far this year. And so everyone's saying, okay, these celebrities who are vocal about climate change, etc., mm-hmm. like you have no leg to stand on because you literally by yourself emit more carbon than like thousands of people.
And it's usually like someone pretty, read this. Sometimes it's like really short.
Someone read like flights. How much.
So Taylor Swift, well, okay, all of this started, I'll say, when there was this picture that Kylie Jenner posted on her Instagram of her and her partner Travis Scott with their both of their private jets. And the caption was like,
should we take your jet or mine?
And so people were like, and people were looking up, you can like show the track, like you can track their flight of like how paths and stuff. And so there was a bunch of flights that they saw where it was like a 3 minute flight
or 17 minute flight.
Yeah, like super,
and it's like, so then people have been joking, like they'll take a picture of a plane in the sky and be like, oh, look, it's Taylor going to Starbucks.
So that started this conversation. Well, then someone made this list of actually the celebrities
like carbon
who
emissions.
Have the worst carbon emissions. Yeah. And Taylor and Kylie Jenner wasn't even the top 10. That was a big thing.
So Taylor Swift was the top.
Taylor Swift was the number one.
Yeah.
And people are arguing, well, she has houses all over the world, whatever, but then you can look at flight patterns and like the different flights, whatever. And a lot of them are super short, or they're just super like why you could have just like driven a lot like of her, 40 minutes and been fine.
Her flights, think about it, like how far can a 17 minute flight really get you? Like, just get in the car.
Yeah,
just take.
But
a
like,
car.
Isn't this kind of? I mean, like the morality of the super super wealthy rich.
Yeah,
it's
it's
like they have it, they can do it.
Right.
Like
exactly. Well, then people, they're angry because then it's just hypocrisy of like all these people fighting climate control this stuff. And like, we get it, but then you're up against,
well, like a lot,
it's the same thing.
With a lot of these types of things though, I always think of it on like a spectrum because I'm sure I am Taylor Swift to someone in the world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like someone looks up to my wealth level.
Well, you live in America. Oh, you're one of the wealthiest people in
like
the world.
Someone in the world looks up to my life situation.
Mm-hmm. So at what like, point is like immoral?
Like really you had to have Amazon deliver on a truck.
Or you had to DoorDash your lunch again.
Basically cardboard wrapped in paper, wrapped in plastic, wrapped in cardboard, which is like when I order toilet paper to get delivered on a diesel truck when I could have just like, or like DoorDash.
Oh yeah, we're all hypocritical.
So, but like it's interesting though, like why, like, is it a moral question? Like should Taylor Swift not do this? Like she has the money to do it. She has
I think from the celebrity's perspective, they're thinking like, well, my time is valuable.
Yeah.
And so then it also begs the question of like, well, why is your time to you so much more valuable than the well-being of the future generations?
But also, but it's no one's like, I mean, the public opinion has no right to tell Taylor how to make that decision, right?
I think it's interesting though when people, and I don't know if Taylor Swift necessarily has come out like as super against climate control.
Someone said that she was lending her jet to other people, so it's not just her.
Yeah, but like if I come out against climate control, but I'm driving a car, and people in another country are like, "Why do you drive a car? You could just walk to like I live a mile away," and people are like,
"I'm saying though is that I don't know if Taylor Swift necessarily, but if people are really, it's almost like okay, you're telling me to do this, but then your life." Says something completely different. So do you actually believe this? So it's not to say even about,
yeah, like
about
people
anything.
Who are super supportive of like the Green New Deal and stuff like that. And they're like, vote for AOC's policy, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I mean, and then they're going to be top of the list of,
but
like,
do you think Taylor Swift could ride,
coach
on a Delta flight?
I don't think it's necessarily, I think it's just, man, if I don't know, I think, and I'm speaking this about myself because I say things
about
and then
yourself,
I do,
please.
Well, then I do things that are completely opposite all the time. So I think it's more of like a moral question of like, do we actually mean what we say? Do we actually believe in the things that we say? Or is some of it just because it makes us sound better, it makes us look better, it makes us whatever, but our lives don't actually emulate what we say?
I agree that that's the question. I'm just wondering, like,
should Taylor
does
coach?
Taylor, yeah, like, Taylor has no other option. Like, I she mean, might not have any other
that's
option.
That's what I thought, though, too. Like,
I do think it's a good thing to do to examine your own life. And if you come out at the top of a list like this, to do things that you can to be more sustainable for future generations and for the climate and all that kind of stuff. Like, I think if it were me, on one hand, you could take the position and say, well, I have enough money, so screw all of you guys. I'm going to go to space and use a bunch of, you know, whatever. Yeah, so, or you can say, oh, okay, actually, I don't want to be at the top of this list. This is kind of embarrassing. Mm-hmm. What can I do personally to reduce my carbon footprint? Mm.
Thoughts?
Oh, you brought up so many good things. I stay very quiet on these types of things, except I think one of the biggest issues is it's not, you know, let's take a look at Taylor Swift. But one of the things that it was really about this is the cancel culture, which I'm totally against. Mm. And that is, we have to take down Taylor Swift because she's a hypocrite. And the answer is, well, you're a hypocrite if you're on the stage saying, we need to, you know, you guys are, if she's yelling at everybody else for not doing their part in the world, and then having to take a look at her life and go, look at the choices that you're making. It shows the hypocrisy of the cancel culture. I do think that the question should be asked all the time as to what we should do to do our part. However, you know, can Taylor Swift go coach? The answer is no. Absolutely not. Yeah. She'd be thronged. She would have a moment's peace. It would be ridiculous.
Like borderline unsafe.
Absolutely.
She also
borderline
doesn't
unsafe.
Have to take a 17-minute flight.
Why?
Because a car reduces a lot less.
So how many 17-minute flights should she reduce in order for you to feel good that she's reducing the footprint?
At least seven.
Yeah. See, but, that's the thing.
That's tough,
that, well, it's like, you know, people go, oh my gosh, you know, we should get all these electric cars. You know what it takes to make an electric car? Do you know how much you know, natural resources have to be taken to make an electric car and a battery? I mean, it doesn't do anything. Do you know what type of diesel engines, what type of coal fuel needs to electrify and charge an electric car?
Yeah.
You know, I think there was a statistic I saw the other day that if we're going to overnight charge your electric car, that's the same power that would take to charge like 42 refrigerators.
Dang.
So if you're looking at, you know, people look at this as black and white, and the answer is not black and white. Yeah. So the whole thing is that, we're the thing that gets me about Taylor Swift is she has been outspoken on many, many things.
Yeah.
And what you have to watch out for is hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Which is, this is bad and this is terrible, and yet look at the life that you're living.
Well, I also think
should she take coach? Absolutely not. No, she should not.
And if I was on a flight, and I wouldn't want Taylor to be on my flight. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
as you would not get a moment's peace.
Well, no. What I'm saying, yes, because she finds me attractive and she wants to be with me. But what I'm saying is, like, imagine trying to get off a flight with Taylor Swift on the like, it would just be chaos. Like, you wouldn't even.
But I think in these situations too, I think just having the knowledge, I think it takes someone to just being able to examine your own life and make decisions instead of us saying you should only take this many type of 17-minute flights, because that does nothing. Instead of like having the humility to look at your own life and be like, okay, where am I hypocritical, or where am I, like, just examining it. And I think that moral line in people, I think, is all over.
And to
the
me
place.
This is what we have to keep fighting about America. And I'm sorry, this is going to be, it's really weird, but I believe this is exactly why we are who we are, is if and we're losing it.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to fight it, is that we have changed so much since the beginning.
Yeah.
We have changed so much. I don't believe that we have a systemic, but I'm an old white guy, so I can't talk. But I can't say this, but I do not believe that we have a systemically racist, systemically problematic system. We have changed so much. We have come so far, and we will continue to grow. And so when we ask these questions, how do we become as responsible as we possibly can, doing for the future and everything else? But it's not black and white, and it's not what we foster is the creativity in the evolution of ideas and the evolution of doing things for the betterment of the country. And the fact that we're constantly bringing up the topic of the future and the country and the planet itself is, to me, that's what needs to be fostered. You know, it doesn't mean that just because you have money you're bad and you're destroying the earth. If she takes 17 flights or 17-minute flights, I'm not going to examine your life to say if there's a reason for 17-minute flights. But I love the fact that we're constantly bringing up the idea of what's best for the world, and we're moving in that direction. That's why the invention and the support of less diesel fuels, you know, more electric. How is that working out? Is it a good swap right now? No, we're not ready for it
yet.
Baby steps.
Like, but we're moving forward.
Right now, we're a little demon child.
50 years from now, know it's going to be completely different. And if we band together, and instead of the cancel culture, we have a better chance of going on. That's why Taylor Swift, if you're out there and you're getting heat for this, that's the type of heat that you give when you are on shows and you're knocking somebody else down because you think that their policies are not the policies that should be.
Yeah.
You know, I you get involved, make it happen, make the change, keep going, conversations. But the whole cancel thing is just
because you don't believe what I believe.
Also, Taylor, I just want to say, Taylor, I will return your calls. I know it's I've been kind of.
I mean,
busy,
she's with someone.
It reminds me of Creflo Dollar was this like famous pastor who was like raising all this money for a private jet, and he had to get a new private jet. Or there's like pastors that
there's
have
been a lot of people
pastors
there,
that have these private jets where it's like, and there actually was a bishop in California, and I remember another priest saying like, actually, I understand it because the traffic in California just like he's in this huge diocese. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to do all these confirmations and he has to sit in traffic for 4 hours just to get, you know, 30 minutes.
Well,
away.
It's like our friend that we had on the show who takes pictures of preachers in sneakers.
Oh,
Ben.
Yeah.
Preachers and sneakers.
And it's, it's all these, his whole Instagram is pictures of Protestant preachers usually.
But
with really expensive clothes on. And it's the same thing, right?
But I think what's interesting is, like, when you convince your... I think what everyone doesn't want is to convince themselves of something that is ridiculous. Like, some of these pastors that are convincing themselves that they need these jets, and it's like, do you really?
I have a problem with them saying, God told me to get a jet. God told me that you need to help me
God
get a jet.
God told me and I can't be in a demon tube.
It reminds me of a. It reminds me of an interesting story of Benjamin Franklin at one point.
He wanted a jet?
Yeah, he wanted a jet. Yep. And he said,
he's like, I don't even know what that is.
But and I was like, I'll buy you one. Okay. He like he decided he was going to go vegan, I guess, like not eat any animal products. Then he got on this long cruise, or this long cruise. He got on a voyage on a boat, and he got really hungry, and these sailors, whatever, are catching fish and cooking them, and he's smelling this delicious fish, and he's like the second thinking his thoughts, right? His beliefs, right? And at one point, he sees a sailor bring this big fish over and cut its belly open and has all these other fish in it. And he thinks to himself, he says, man, these fish are eating other fish in the ocean. If I eat this type of fish, I'm actually saving other fish.
Oh, gosh.
The circle.
And so he talked himself into like, well, but these fish I can eat because I'm thereby saving other fish. And then realizing later, once he made it to land, like how easy it is to convince yourself out of some type of belief. To justify it. And I think that's why people get weird about this, is because like you have to trust that someone else is making the right decision. Mm-hmm. Like, like Taylor Swift isn't just being Benjamin Franklin and being like, you know, but like you have to trust that someone else is actually making a responsible decision. And we don't like the idea of someone just being frivolous with these resources.
And it's funny because I think I saw a lot of responses too of people are like, oh, they can do this, but I have to have like a paper straw that disintegrates in my cup to save the turtles. And otherwise, so it's like that.
Otherwise, I would be fined.
Well, and it's sort of like BP on Instagram. They like, they posted like, what are you doing to reduce carbon emissions or something? And someone said like, not dumping millions of barrels of oil in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's what I'm doing.
Like, what are you doing?
I'm highly participating in that.
That's rich, right? To like, for BP to ask us.
Right.
Like what
we're
doing? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, in a sense, isn't if these celebrities, and I don't know which ones are like super pro, you know,
fighting climate change,
but like if they're the ones saying like vote for these policies and give money to these organizations and stuff like that, isn't that kind of like BP asking us what we're gonna do?
Yeah, but you know, but also, and I'm not defending BP, but I have family that works in the industry. And BP being one of them. And what a lot of people don't know is they know the accidents.
Yeah.
We've had a few accidents. Valdez, we had the Gulf of Mexico. Accidents that have happened. But for the most part, the institution of drilling for oil and dealing with oil is probably one of the most cleanest in the world. Mm. And the jobs they do to not have accidents and oil and things like that is so regulated and so strong, especially like above the Arctic Circle. Everybody's preparing, oh my gosh, we're going to ruin things. And the answer is no, we're not actually. Mm. But we look at the accidents that are horrific and should never have. I mean, it's that whole thing of we take this one thing and we demonize everything. Just like we look at this one incident with Hollywood and we demonize all Hollywood stars. Mm-hmm. You know,
that everyone's in one camp or the
other. Everybody's in one camp or the other, or that we know their entire thing. I don't know what's causing Taylor Swift to to do the things. I do know that she's got more money than
baguettes.
So. Yeah, I think it's the baguettes.
Yeah.
And if we just got rid of baguettes.
Quick trip.
We should bring up a Russian court has found WNBA star Brittany. Is it Brittany Griner, Kyle?
Yeah.
Brittany Griner, guilty of drug smuggling with criminal intent and been sentenced 9 years in Russian prison.
Scary.
Very scary.
That was like...
That's terrifying.
Because didn't something like she did... Like she said she was putting... Like packing really fast. It was like point like less than something.
Now this isn't as bad as there's one country. I forget the country. It's not Taiwan. There's one country where if they find you with drugs, they just kill you.
What?
Yeah,
oh
it was.
There's
literally a sign. Father
Kyle shaking his head.
The pastor, Father Flynn, was telling me about this. You it's get off the flight.
Alley. Have you ever brought illegal drugs on a plane?
I don't know. I could
on
be.
Occasion.
I don't know. Have I?
On occasion.
You can't say it's frightening.
How do you know that, Kyle?
She does illegal drugs.
Wait, what do you know,
who
Kyle?
Who does, Kyle? No, Brittany?
Brittany Griner had illegal drugs on her person. She knows she does it.
Well,
she
legal.
Tried to present her medical marijuana card to say it was okay, but that doesn't work in Russia. So you can't say it's frightening if you would never, ever do it. That's
they
ridiculous.
Were. They well, were. My understanding now. Is that the drugs were legal in the U.S.,
but she wasn't. She was in Russia.
But
she was
in Russia. And that's a good question, right? It's like, okay, I get that.
Kyle has opinions.
I get that you... are saying you packed quickly, you made a mistake, whatever, but like, you know how like neurotic it, I mean, I just think of myself and how much anxiety I get when I'm traveling, mm-hmm. and especially when I'm going Europe or places that I don't know customs.
You like triple check.
You're gonna triple check that stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're gonna million quadruple check
There's
to make
no
sure you're not bringing drugs to Russia.
She got it in Russia.
Oh, you think so? Hot take.
Oh, you think she got it
Kyle
in Russia?
She got it in Russia.
Check your stuff when you fly overseas.
Well, I thought that's how they found it.
So they found it in Russia. If they found it in America, she wouldn't get on the plane.
No,
I thought it was legal
they don't
in America.
They don't check your bags until you get to customs in the other country.
I'll look it up.
No, okay. I've done enough international travel.
Yeah, was she busted going into Russia?
If she was busted going into Russia.
So, I thought so.
But
oh, wait, no. Was she already in Russia?
If she was already in Russia, that's a whole other than Kyle's thought might be possible.
So it's in the Philippines. More than 7,000 people were killed in the war on drugs in the Philippines between 2016 and 2017 under instruction of the country's president. He ordered the police forces to kill anyone they believed to be connected with drug trade.
Whoa.
And I'm pretty sure it was either the Philippines or somewhere else where Father Flynn was telling me, like, you get off the plane and literally there's a sign where it's like, if you do drugs, we will
drop
execute
them here.
You.
And it, in this bucket.
No, and it's like in multiple languages where it's like, if you are caught here doing drugs, we will execute you.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Wow.
But it's interesting, though, the idea, like, if you're a foreign, like, if you're from a foreign country, because the idea is that Brittany Grimes.
Uh-huh.
The idea is, like, have sympathy on me. Like, I made a mistake. I'm from a foreign country. And it's like, well, these are the rules here.
Yeah. No, I mean, you have to abide by that country's laws. Like, there's no, I think being ignorant of the laws is your own responsibility.
Yeah.
Well, so ignorance is not an excuse.
Well, wait. Did Kyle say she was going?
No, she was going into Russia. She had been to Russia before. She had played in this league before.
Yeah, it's like
she knew the rules. I just don't have a ton of sympathy for people who break the law. Everyone says, oh, if LeBron had done it, it would have been different.
I don't think so.
You're not LeBron.
It's Russia.
I don't think so. Yeah.
It's Britain, Russia.
You're not LeBron.
And especially during this time. Bad timing.
If you're going into Russia, you would be like
on them being loosey-goosey on the laws.
And now they're talking about having to release one of our Russian prisoners for her to get her back.
The merchant of death. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, but at the same time, I think we can all agree 9 years is a very harsh sentence.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I'm terrified for her. She's already been in there like 10 months or something.
Yeah.
She's been dealt a bad hand. Holy cow.
Oh.
5 months and like find however much money.
Did you guys ever watch The Americans? I try to make Evan watch some of it.
Yeah.
There's one scene where this girl gets convicted of it's a good show. It's very inappropriate. If you don't like that kind of thing, don't watch it.
Wait, it's not that inappropriate.
Is that your recommendation?
No.
It's not that inappropriate.
I forgot we're gonna.
Oh. Yeah.
It's pretty good for TV.
No.
TV ratings.
I think it's rated R.
Okay.
Anyway, at one point though, there's a person that gets convicted in Russia of being of working for the Americans, and they read her sentence, and they're like, you have been found guilty of espionage, whatever, and you will be sentenced to execution, carried out now, and they shoot her right there.
And this is real.
Shocking. No, this it's not real.
It's a real show.
Oh, it's a real show. Okay.
And then, oh my God. This is
really happened.
Wait, it was a dramatized show, film. Brittany.
It's a good show. Damn. You should watch it. And then I try to make him watch it, and he watched
I watched a few episodes.
Wait, is that the one with Soviet?
Yeah.
Philip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I watched a few episodes.
Oh, yeah. I made Alan watch a few episodes.
We're in a group chat called Philip's Fangirls.
Yeah, we're in a Philip.
There's another friend that's in our group chat. So
this reminds me of a story I've wanted to tell on the show just for no reason other than I want to tell it. But I take all my kids to this chapel.
That's nothing to do with what I just said.
Broke my neck on that transition.
My daughter.
Okay.
It's my daughter.
Okay.
Anyways, we do this routine once a week pretty much where I take them to this chapel, and it's Adoration Chapel, and there's a little kneeler, and we'll kind of like all pray. And then sometimes one of the kids will take a chant or take their turn going up and kneeling like directly in front of the monstrance. And it's just us in the chapel. And so this time, for whatever reason, my daughter Kateri, who's how old? Someone?
Four.
Okay.
anyone?
She was like really into it. And so she was like calling everyone out. She was like, Noah, it's your turn. And like Noah went and knelt. Yep. Dominic, it's your turn. And then she was like, Daddy, it's our turn. And so me and her went up and we like knelt, and she like knelt there and like whatever. And then we went back, and then she started going through everyone again. But this time she was like, Daddy, it's your turn. And so I went up by myself and I'm like kneeling there. And I'm like, hello, Jesus. I'm doing this,
So,
what am I doing when I pray? I'm just like, what's up, Jesus?
What's up?
I'm like, what's up, dude?
What up?
What's up,
buddy?
And then, so I'm there. And then I hear Kateri from behind me say, you're doing great. And I was like, huh? And I like turn back and she's like, You're doing great, Daddy. You're doing really good. You're doing great. And she like gives me like a thumbs up mm-hmm. and a wink. And she like holds it. She goes, you're doing great, Daddy. And like she was so encouraging to me.
Crawled like a little baby. If I wasn't
on so many antidepressants and anti-anxiety meds, I would have felt it.
Dr. Steve, can we get a adjustment?
But like, literally, it was one of those moments where I was like, for the rest of my life, when I go to pray, I'm going to imagine Kateri behind me going, you're doing great. You're doing great, Daddy. Like, it was very, very, like, it was a big deal.
That's so sweet.
It was crazy.
Kids are the best.
So sweet. Kids are the best. Yeah. Tell them how great kids are.
Most of the children are
those present and accounted for.
Just the best.
Why don't you tell them how great I am?
Now, you were so great, they stopped after you.
Of all of your kids,
they stopped having girls after you.
Yeah.
That's right. We stopped having girls.
They couldn't have any more daughters.
Yeah. They're like, we're done.
How many kids do you have?
I have four.
Okay. That you know of. So if you're captured by the Russians. Mm-hmm. And you have to punch one of them in the face. You have to.
Oh, that's easy.
Joe? No.
Yeah, we all know. Let's say the name on three.
Punch
one, two, three.
Mom.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew I'd get the reaction. You have to understand, my wife has got a right hook on her.
She'll take you out.
Yeah, we were dating and she had me on the floorboards.
Yeah.
Full fisted.
Now, Allie, if you had to, I forget which show this was, but they had a, like the female person, you know, she's just, and then there's the male lead who's like, and then the guys capture him, and then they have some type of surgical thing that removes skin. Like it was used for like skin grafts and stuff.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. Shows on like foreign sites. And so.
The deep web?
Yeah, the deep web.
Well, we know the AI.
Very dark.
Okay.
If you had to choose between, they capture us, you had to choose between Kyle and Brittany. Someone, that you have to start filleting their flesh, taking layer.
I would choose Brittany because I know she wants to die. Like, she wants to meet Jesus now. And I would help you meet Jesus.
That's called assisted suicide. Oh. That's illegal.
But I know
you or Kyle.
I know that you want to go.
What a sick, sick game.
Yeah. I know that you want to go. You're like, take me now, Lord. Inventor. And I want to help her see Jesus.
That's nice of you.
Right now.
Just before you fillet me, just make sure I went to confession.
Yeah, I'll do that.
She would be sub-sucking while she did it, though.
Yeah, I would cry. She would be very
Now, I've also heard.
And then she'd do a lousy job and it'd drag way out.
Yeah, I probably would.
Now, I've also heard
riddled, just so you know.
Riddled.
Riddled.
I've also heard that the worst torture that they'll do is they won't torture you.
Oh, loved one.
They'll torture your friend.
That would be the worst.
I couldn't.
To me, that would be absolutely worst.
Yeah. Now, of all the people in this room, like, who do you think you would last the longest if they were torturing?
You. Did I say it too fast? Oh, wait, let me think about it. I'm just like sensing Edmund.
I'm feeling like a voice.
Oh yeah,
I didn't really. Oh, yeah. So wait, that you would last voice. The longest, that she take the longest with you.
I would be okay the longest.
Before she broke and was like, "Fine, I'll tell you all the secrets to where the nuclear bombs are."
Yeah,
you know, like you start like she's gonna break right away. No. Like everyone in the room, you start getting tortured, she's breaking.
Yeah,
Kyle,
I would.
Yeah, take a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Should take a little bit.
Let's see what he can do. Let's see what he can handle.
She's ours.
You can take a little more.
You missed a spot.
You can take a little more.
He's strong.
Yeah. He's not even close to breaking.
His ears are fake.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, I had to pray.
You wanted a smaller nose anyway.
I had to pray in Our Father for the most annoying person in my life as my penance.
Uh-huh. And who'd you pick?
I picked.
Oh.
His name rhymes with
Schmedman.
Schmedman.
I don't get it.
Get it.
Michael, what do you want the people at home to know besides the love of country, down with communism?
I feel like I was very daddish this time.
Oh, it was great.
I was very, very conservative.
Before we started recording, he gave all of us like dad hugs. It was really comforting.
I think you needed it.
Except for me.
I just.
Well, that's going to. Well,
no, no, I need trauma.
Well, y'all kiss.
We did kiss.
Well, no. Trauma, you're the most annoying person in Brittany. That's kind of traumatic.
No, but I need to be. You guys were sharing trauma, and then he gave a hug.
That's true. Oh, we'll share trauma after.
You know, I'm telling you, a little story.
Please.
Because I always go into little stories.
Please, Dad.
I remember I had two of the kids, so we didn't have, we only had two at the time, and they were in a stroller, and we were walking through one of the malls in California where I grew up. And we met, we were in a store, rhymes with Piers, and... there was a historical woman. I'm sorry, hysterical woman. Historical. So Betsy Ross
was churning butter.
She was churning butter.
Olivia
and
Newton-John.
She was livid.
Yeah. No, she was going so bad.
There was a woman who was literally hysterical, and she was just standing still, sobbing in the middle of the aisle. To where I walked up to her and said, "Are you okay?" She was not. "Are you okay?" She's going, "I can't buy my boy. I can't buy my boy."
Oh my gosh, nightmare.
And all of a sudden, it's real.
Yeah.
"What's your boy's name?" "His name is Steven. He's about this big. He's got blonde hair. I can't find him. I can't." "Well, who have you told? Is there anybody?" She goes, "I can't get anybody to help me. I can't get anybody to help me." So I'm like, "Oh, no." So I grab the hand. I'm going, "Where's the manager? Where's the manager?" And there are people that are pointing in the back. So I bring her in the back. I said, "Hey, we're looking for a little boy. Can you shut the..." And we're in a mall.
Yeah.
"Can you shut the store down? This is what he looks like. Everything else." And they're going, "Well, we're not allowed to do it." And I'm going, "You need to get her on an intercom or get his name on the intercom. Do something." So he's like, "We'll take care of it, sir. Security's gonna be called." So I go out and I'm looking for Steven. "Where's Steven? You know, where's..." I'm calling his name, Steven. And I walk into the mall, and across the hall of the mall, you know, you get stores on both sides, there's a little boy sitting in front of a Woolworths, which was a store back in the day, and he's sitting in front watching TV. Mm-hmm. And he's blonde, he's a little boy. And I go walking up to him, I go, "Is your name Steven?" He looks at me, he goes, "Yeah." And there was a lady behind the counter, and she goes, "Is that the little boy they're looking for?" And she goes, and I go, "I think so." And she goes, "Yeah, he's been here for a while." I'm like, "You didn't say anything?"
Oh my gosh.
And so I bent down, I go, "Your mommy's looking for you, and you're in trouble, mister."
Oh.
So I pick him up. I pick him up and I bring him back and to the woman. She's like hysterical. She's crying and everybody's fine. We're taking care of it. I'm shaking. And as I'm walking by, there's two salespeople who are in a department store selling TVs. And there's you got the tile aisle and then you've got the carpet. So there's that line. Mm-hmm. And their feet, I just remember their feet being right on the line.
Mm.
And they're walking by. And as I'm walking by them, they're going, "Thank you, sir, for getting involved." And I was mad.
Mm.
I turned around. I said, "You guys couldn't do anything? You couldn't look for them?" And they said, "Well, we're not supposed to get involved."
What does that mean?
I lost it. Absolutely lost it. Absolutely. In the middle of the store and just, you know, coming down on everybody. And I don't know why I started telling this story.
No,
it's dad hugs.
Dad hugs.
Trauma,
but that's the thing is people don't, they're not going to touch a child. We can't touch him. She literally said, "I can't touch him." And these people were not allowed to get involved. And that's BS!
We need to be allowed to touch little boys!
Don't ruin the story.
Touch a little boy.
Don't you be afraid to pick up Steven and bring him back to his mother. Do not twist the story.
Now Edmund's everyone's most annoying person.
Do not twist the story. To me, that's the motivational piece at the end, is we are so afraid to get involved. We're so afraid to step in. We're so afraid to, you know, you can't touch that little boy. I'm not weird. I'm picking him up to find his mother.
Isn't this called something when, like, if someone's yelling, help, help, everyone assumes someone else is, and they train emergency responders.
Point to someone.
What's it called? Bystander effect?
Bystander effect.
Yes.
I feel like you've given a talk on the bystander effect. I literally think I've heard you give a talk on the bystander effect.
Well, the lesson was probably is don't be a bystander.
Yeah, don't be a bystander. Yeah.
Don't be afraid to get involved. Yeah.
Elbow deep in people's lives.
That, you know what? Absolutely.
That's a compliment, right?
Stop being afraid to hug. It's just everybody's afraid of making it weird. Stop making it weird. It is okay to touch. It's not okay to touch inappropriately. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid.
Well, some people need to know that.
Some people need to be reminded. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. But I refused. I told the story about the movie thing. Mm-hmm. I refused. I was in a fetal position for about a week after that. And then I started getting mad. Because that's what it made you do. Yeah. I'm not going outside anymore. I'm not being nice to people. You can't offer folks popcorn because you're going to be it could be taken weird. I was almost arrested, and then I got ticked off.
Yeah.
Because all I saw was Satan there laughing at me, going, "I got him.
Yeah.
I got him." And then it was like, "Oh, heck no!
Yep.
That is absolutely not." And so, I will get big, dad, and loud, and going, "I'm sorry."
Land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can think it's weird, but that's your own therapy. You go to therapy. I'll give you a hug.
Yeah.
And we do.
I'll give you a hug, and you guys absolutely, which is good. Thing,
sure do.
Yeah. Which is a really good thing.
Go to
therapy. This has been a great episode.
Should we do our recommendations?
Recommendations.
Oh, recommendations, yeah.
Recommendations. Okay. Let me go back because I don't know what you're doing.
We got to do
Rex.
Rex.
Got to do Rex.
Got to do recommendations.
Okay.
Kyle, why don't you do your Rex on Michael's...
Show me what you're doing.
Okay. So I do mine movie, TV show, music
but
every
yours
time.
Yours can be anything. Yours can be anything in the world.
Gotcha. Movie, I'm going to go with Waiting with Ryan Reynolds and Justin Long. I think it's very funny. Mm-hmm. It's a little crass. My sister hated it.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
Takes place at a Bennigan's in Louisiana. My mom claims we've been there. I don't know if it's true. Okay. Well, they call it shenanigans in the show.
Okay.
Music, I'm going to go with Baluas. The Coast is Never Clear. I think it's an indie rock masterpiece off the Elephant Six vibe. If you know, you know. Okay. TV show, you guys are going to hate me for this one, Yu Yu Hakusho. I know I've gotten back on my anime grind, and this show rocks. I love it. Please check it out, and if you do, let me know. Me and my girlfriend might be going as anime characters for Halloween. We're doing a 1-2 punch where if I make her dress up as something stupid like an anime character for like one night, she gets the costume the next night.
It can be whatever she wants.
Whatever she wants. Her current lead is...
I hope she makes you be like a slutty nurse.
Stephanie, we have to talk.
No, she is way
Stephanie,
nicer
I have
than
some
that.
Good ideas.
We have some
she
ideas.
Wants me to be Santa Claus and she's Mrs. Claus. I was like, that's
no, we
a
can,
terrible
you can
idea.
Be slutty Santa Claus.
I'm not going to be
Or a slutty elf. Yeah, you could be our slutty reindeer.
You could be a slutty elf.
A slutty snowman.
A slutty Frosty.
Yeah, that's not where the carrot goes.
No.
That was way too quick. That was way too quick.
The most successful relationship.
Yeah, Kyle is.
All right.
Well, Kyle's in a successful relationship.
Well, now,
we're not really
my dad, okay, so.
Okay, do you have yours yet?
No.
Okay.
I have mine.
Okay, go.
So
Edmund just got back from the toilet.
Yeah.
Mine is
where he found his wreck.
You know, I heard the Mike Hoffman say once, never let the audience know that your pants are ripped. Okay. You just let the whole audience know that I peed.
That you just
okay, so
and didn't wash your hands.
Uglybooks.co. This is just kind of like this website that has really cool different colored notebooks with different colored paper. And I ordered some. It's just interesting. It's like a small batch little.
Have they come in yet?
Yeah, Kyle, if you can pull it up. Now, it's interesting because you think that the cover has the ugly books on it, but that's just a see-through wrapper.
Oh.
This is like really cool, different colored size.
So they have them in?
No, not yet.
And they're unlined? They I like the
yeah, unlined.
Oh, that's
different,
fun.
And some, like, that one's really big, so when you fold it out.
Whoa.
So these are cool. Ugly books. It's just an interesting, cool little website, uglybooks.co.
Cool.
Also... Polar on Netflix, I think is what it's called.
Polar Express?
No. Very different.
Mm.
Polar with, what's his name, Kyle?
Ryan Reynolds.
Mm. No.
Ryan Gosling.
No.
Matt Damon?
Different Keep going.
Ryan... Smith.
Oh, hair. Ryan. Keep going. Exist.
Ryan.
Pull it. Yep. Matt, no, no, no. Far right. Far, or far left. Far left.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, that guy. Very good.
Not gonna guess.
Ryan
very
at all.
Good movie. Yeah. Lots of torture, just like I like. Oh. So
what was the name
really
of the
good. Polar. Polar.
Oh,
really
Polar.
Good.
Nice.
Okay. Has to do a little bit with redemption. It's kind of like John Wick, but this guy is John Wick, and then with torture.
Okay.
Lots of torture. So, okay. Anyways, and a little bit of love. Sorry. Mm. You're yawning. That's inappropriate.
I know. I'm
That's
tired.
Offensive.
Sorry. It's getting late.
Did you have your rec?
Only 45
minutes in.
Okay.
Really?
Are you?
No.
Oh, I was like,
there's no way. There's no way.
3 days and 45 minutes.
Hour and a half. Yeah. Wow, that's a
okay.
good one.
Okay. My recommendation is texture spray.
Ooh.
If any girls out there have like straight hair, because I don't know how it would work on your hair, but it's it is just like a spray, and I don't have a specific brand that I'm repping yet. So any brands out there that want to send me your product, I'll try them. But it's you just spray your hair with it, and it will, if you're going to use heat on your hair, like if you're going to curl your hair, it's going to make your curls last longer.
Oh.
And if you're not using heat, if you just want, it's going to give you that like tousled look, like beach waves, beachy vibe. Anyway, use texture spray
That's
on your
what
hair.
You want, Michael.
You're going to want that.
That's what I want.
He has curly hair.
I do.
Okay, my recommendation, they're called Cloud Pillow Shoes. I don't know if Kyle wants to look those
up. Yeah, can we pull this up?
Cloud Pillow Shoes. You see a lot of people wearing them, and I found them because one of my roommates have very comfy, she has very comfy just slide shoes for her house. And so I really wanted some, and I found these on Amazon. They are the most comfortable
they
things.
They look like Crocs.
Really?
You just wear them around the house?
Yes, they are so comfy. They're just super cushy. They're like my house shoes.
Mm.
They are so comfy.
These look like something you wear at a spa.
Yeah, exactly. And my house is my sanctuary, so Aww. It kind of feels like a... Like, that's exactly what they are so comfortable, and I wear them like... And I got them in olive green.
Wow.
He probably has a... Some, but man, I got mine for like $25 on Amazon.
Wow,
and
they were amazing.
What a hypocrite!
I know.
What a hypocrite! You
no,
talk
I'm
about
not trying to save the planet.
You're trying
I'm
to
ready
save
to
the
go.
Planet, and then you're
no,
ordering
I'm ready
these
to go.
Piece of plastic on.
No, we're ready to go. So that's my recommendation: is Cloud Pillow Shoes.
Well, wow, guys,
excellent.
My dad has a recommendation.
Oh, go.
Well, you know, now that I know the buzz, what's going on here? I have a couple the recommendations. Buzz. My wife, of 40 years.
Anyway. 40 years.
Wow.
40 years in October. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Congratulations.
That's she amazing. Is not known for giving gifts. It's not her love language.
No. Mm-hmm.
No. One of my love languages is receiving gifts. So
oh,
it's
no.
been challenging.
It has.
It's been challenging. So when she knocks it out of the park, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, I do recommend two things. One is, and they kind of around the same genre, but I'm wearing them today. Mm. Ah.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
They're called
shoe themed.
Yes.
Can you put your,
they're called,
can you,
they're
can
called
you
Hey
your
Dudes.
Can you?
They're called Hey Dudes?
Hey Dudes. Hey Dudes.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey Dudes is a brand that is totally
wow,
too hip
so
for me. Very much too hip for me. It's you don't lace them up. It's more of a slipper, but it looks like a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And they have cork in
oh,
it. So
wow.
So they mold to your feet like a Birkenstock.
Cool.
So when you slip them on, you don't need to tie them because they're like you know, they're form fitting, and they're literally the best shoe I've had in a long time.
Cool.
You wear them for everything. It's just and they're too hip for me. So I really
She
like
got
it.
Them for Father's Day? Your
I think
birthday?
So. One of those. Father's Day's birthday, something like that. It's around the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
she's
Hey Dudes
very,
is really
She gets
great.
Very excited when she finds a good gift.
She's knocked it out of the park.
She knows that that's
a bunch
not
of times.
Her,
she really,
yeah,
she really
lunch.
Has gotten really good. And then the other one that I really enjoy, I have to do it up against, one of the best gifts I think I've ever given, and I'm not just blowing smoke, and that is my Saint socks.
Oh,
sock
religious.
Yes,
yeah,
sock
religious.
A lot of people pull those
sock
up. Religious, yeah.
Well, Allie for 1 year got me a subscription, so I got one every
that's
month.
Cool.
And they came in every month.
That's a good
I love
gift.
Them so much.
Yeah.
I literally wear them whenever I look for somebody I'm trying to channel whenever. Those are literally my speaking socks. So
Aww.
If I'm going up on stage, I will have a saint with me.
Oh, wow. That's
And depending
so
on what
sweet.
I'm trying to do. Yeah, depending on what I'm trying to do. And
yeah.
they are we just
should,
awesome.
We should start underwear religious, you know?
Oh,
underwear
I don't religious. Think they want
that's
you to show
right. Get all
your
of
underwear.
The ideas out. Good.
You
but
know what
you
I mean?
Just know they're always with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Just okay. right well, downstairs.
You know? Okay. Close to your heart.
Oh,
close yeah. to your
gird your loins.
That's right. Gird your loins
That's
with
what they
religious.
Say. Gird your loins. Yes.
Gird your loins
right.
with Saint Joseph.
Well, this has been a fantastic episode, Michael. Thanks for coming on.
I absolutely
I
adore
we don't
you, Peter.
Welcome
you
back anytime. Next episode, we're going to debate with Brittany. She thinks the Holocaust was greatly over exaggerated, and we're going to have an expert on to talk to her about that. So you guys can look forward
over exaggerated.
Kyle. if you could just play us out. Thank you, everyone. Welcome
to the show. I'm going to get canceled.
Yeah, no.
The show on Instagram and on social media. Also, go to drinkstudiocoffee.com. If you want to support us with an ad, just send us money in a mail, in an envelope. And Kyle, is it playing? Or
check.
Okay.
The audio's dead. What does that mean?
Dead.
It's cut.
Oh, okay. Well.
Well. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Come on. Give
my
us a kiss.
My worst sin is. Oh. Oh my gosh. That's how you should have ended it. I'm gonna let the audio play.